Welcome to Get the Point, the podcast where we guess a picture that's been pointillized in Photoshop to varying degrees. I'm your host, KJ, and with me is...
Tom.
Nick.
And I'm Chris.
Today's picture is a logo of a movie company as seen before a movie. This is the logo you see in the theater before the movie plays. For those on the audio-only feed, my co-host will describe what they see in great detail so you can play along from home. But if you are a more visual person, head on over to our YouTube channel, Talking Studios, where you'll be able to see for yourself the pointillized picture. Everyone ready for the first reveal?
Let's do it.
Yep.
This one definitely has the most diverse color palette out of any of the previous weeks.
Yeah. True.
It's nowhere near as dark. And like it's definitely
also not light either.
A mixture of blues and purples in the center with some green,
mm-hmm.
some yellows in the top left corner, some greens and yellows on the right hand side, some light baby blues, maybe even periwinkle on the right hand side.
Yes, there's a lot of periwinkle. That's what I was thinking.
Is that the name of a studio?
Periwinkles.
Periwinkle Pictures for $300.
Yeah, by John Winkle's company, right, Tom? Isn't it?
John Winkle. He was a great studio executive, but he got in a lot of personal trouble.
I heard he got kicked out of his own studio very early.
John Winkle.
I just heard that.
Too many Winkles.
Too many Winkles.
He winked too often.
He was a Winkler.
He was a Winkler.
He was a Winkler. Oh, yeah. All right, let's go to guesses.
Any guesses?
I don't know, bro. I'm going to go with Pixar.
Incorrect. Chris or Nick, or you want to wait for the second reveal?
I'm going to go Paramount.
Incorrect.
Spyglass.
Incorrect.
Oh, here's my goodness, we're going to a second one.
Second reveal. For audience who's only tuned in the last few weeks, we do actually have varying degrees of pointillization, so we're going to go to the second degree now.
Interesting.
Very big difference with that yellow going in the middle.
There's definitely like some very, very bright yellow in the center. I would say what looks like a ring of earth tony color in the top left.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the bottom right, perhaps, maybe a little bit more green in the bottom right. And then, I don't know, would you say that periwinkle kind of makes a streak from the bottom left across the top right in this picture?
You know, Chris, I think I would. Yes,
it's a streaking winkle now.
Yeah, it's got out of hand. I guess I have a guess. I don't know. I have no clue.
What guess are you guessing?
I gotta think this through.
You know what, guys? I guessed this before one of these other weeks, and you know, I'm gonna.
It was right. So you want to do it again?
I want to do it again. I think it's the same. But I'm gonna go with Columbia.
Incorrect.
I got a guess. I'm gonna go with Warner Brothers.
Incorrect.
I mentioned this in a prior week. How about Lionsgate?
It is not Lionsgate. We're moving on to our third reveal. Here it is.
I know what it is though.
You guys don't want the clue.
I want the clue.
Yeah, let's hear the clue because nobody else has heard it.
Okay, here's the clue. There is one blurry O in this company's logo.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I think I still... Well, I want to go... Actually, I'll go first. And I'll take the hit if I'm completely wrong. So then everyone else can look better. Is it Focus?
It is indeed Focus Features, which I think now is a Comcast company.
Did everyone else legit get that, probably?
Yeah, it was definitely Focus.
I did.
Tom? Yeah. Oh, you did. What were you thinking?
Yeah, I got it. I don't know.
Did you have a guess?
I was gonna go with what the hell was I gonna go with? I don't know. one of the other ones. I think maybe.
Oh,
DreamWorks.
One of the other studios.
DreamWorks has also a kind of.
I mean,
I know it has an O in it.
I think there's one thing that you can agree on, Tom. Those circles are definitely periwinkle.
They are.
There is.
They are.
What are some of the films that Focus has done? Have you guys done any of Focus films?
Focus Features. This is where studio and production company are freaking me out here. What's a Focus Feature?
I did not see it, but 50 Shades of Grey.
Ah, a spanking good time. Let's see.
That Winkler.
Yeah, they did The Pianist.
So this is tricky though, because like they again like
oh, they did lots with
a company. Like
yeah, they're a little art housey, right?
Distributed mm-hmm. Coraline, but they did not produce.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they worked with Universal. I think they're a Universal subdivision. Mm-hmm. Another that, what Comcast?
That makes it? Sense why they're not Comcast.
Yep. Owned by Comcast as part of Universal Pictures, a division of its wholly owned subsidiary, NBC Universal.
Okay, so it's actually owned by NBC. They did Broken Flowers with Bill Murray.
The Constant studio's Gardner. Most successful film to date is Downton Abbey.
Hmm.
Ooh, they did Pride and Prejudice, the Joe Wright Pride and Prejudice, which I adore. So we should do that. That's a that is an interesting movie.
All right, maybe we'll focus on Pride and Prejudice, but
nice.
Focus on everybody.
Well done.
They did episode. Atonement. Atonement is a good movie.
That was a good one.
Yeah, Atonement is a very sad movie. We should do that.
Well, congrats to Nick and Chris for being able to identify this company's logo. Were you able to get it before our co-hosts? Let us know on Twitter at Talking Studios or in the comments below here on YouTube.
You can rate and review this show anywhere podcasts are available. For those viewing in YouTube land, if you haven't already, please like this video, subscribe to the Talking Studios channel for all our exciting content, and follow us on Twitter at Talking Studios. Check out other shows by Talking Studios, including Talking Pictures Trivia, where we explore movies through trivia, Limited Lexicon, where we play through text-based adventure games, and Keep Making Movies, where we explore micro-budget films. Got a question for us? Call the Talking Studios hotline at 201-467-8679 and leave a message. It may be featured on a future episode. And if you haven't already, please subscribe to Get the Point, wherever fine podcasts are found.
Wow, Talking Studios,